Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the podcast, Chris Graham. We're going to talk some UVA basketball here on a snowy Sunday. Virginia falling 63-55 on Saturday. Saturday evening, I guess we can say, as the day turned tonight at JPJ to Wake Forest. And a game that just got away from Virginia. Boy, that was a frustrating game for UVA fans, no doubt, as Virginia led for a long stretch of this game into the late stages. A 47-40 lead, 7 minutes to go, had three shots to go up 9 or 10. None of those went in. Wake Forest answers with a 13-0 run. Virginia goes nearly 7 minutes without a field goal, and Virginia goes down to defeat 63-55. And when you talk about it getting away from Virginia, it's one where Reese Beekman, boy, he played great defense when Wake Forest star Alondis Williams, who had come in averaging 20.7 points, 5 assists per game. He had just 2 points in the first half, and as of 7 minutes, goes to led just 4 points. At that stage, he had 4 points, 2 assists, 7 turnovers. He finished with 14 on 5 of 12 shooting, 8 turnovers. 10 of his 14 points coming in the final 7-11, 4 of 6 shooting, 2 of 2 from the line. He also assisted Isaiah Musius on a 3 with 6:19 to go. That was one that, as it turned out, put Wake up to stay. Until that run, things had really gone according to plan for the Hoos. In addition to the effort from Beekman on Williams, Armand Franklin had the big game that Virginia needed from him. He was, at one stage, he was 7 of 9 from the floor. He finished 7 of 11. He had 18 points on the day. 3 of 5 from 3 in 35 minutes. He was on the bench, though, for a breather for the bulk of that game-turning run. At least the beginning of that. It was an 8-0 run, and he was out for 3.5 minutes of that nearly 7-minute run where Virginia didn't get a field goal. Cody Statman had a big game, 11 points, tying his career high. He was pressed into action because of foul trouble for Kihei Clark, who only got 22 minutes in this one because of that. I would call it odd foul trouble. The fouls were, I mean, there was one, an offensive foul where it was a dribble handoff from Clark. I think it was to Beekman, and he was called for an illegal screen as he's handing the ball off. That's just an odd call. Another where he got a touch foul down low in the third, in the second half. It was his third foul. He had to go to the bench for a long stretch there. But Statman stepped in. Last time he had double digits was more than 2 years ago, January 7, 2020, 11 points and a loss at Boston College. The difference in this one was in the paint. Virginia attacked the paint, attacked the rim. They've been doing that so well lately. You know, there was a stretch where Virginia was shooting a lot of threes. And this is not a good three-point shooting team generally. But Virginia was just 8 of 26 at the rim, and that's extraordinary. Coming in, Virginia had been averaging just under 11 makes on 18.5 attempts at the rim, 59.1%. This game, 30.8%. It doesn't take much math to figure out. You come anywhere close to your normal percentage on shots at the rim, and they're at the rim, that Virginia wins this one by double digits. Wake was 11 of 18 at the rim and had a 32-22 advantage in points of the paint. Also controlled the boards in the second half, out-rebounding Virginia 18-11 with 8 of those offensive rebounds. And those 8 offensive rebounds led to 8 second-chance points. And all those came during the second-half rally. Wake Forest closed out on a 23-8 scoring run in the last 8 minutes or so. And 8 of those points were second-chance points. And it just felt like every time Wake needed a basket, they would either get a rebound and eventually put it back in or just make it first thing through. Jaden Gardner, second subpar game of the week. He had 9 points on 3 of 14 shooting in 27 minutes. You may remember, he had 4 points on 2 of 10 shooting in Virginia's win over Virginia Tech on Wednesday. So two back-to-back games. That's 5 of 24 this week for Gardner, who had come into the league shooting 57.4% from the field. Beekman, in addition to his solid defense, had 6.7 assists, 39 minutes. I mentioned Clark in the foul trouble. He had just 2 points on 1 of 4 shooting, 22 minutes. 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 turnovers. So productive outside of the scoring. The bigs were disappointing in this one. You know, the Francisco Gufara got his first start of the season after his big career game, 16 points, 9 rebounds in the win over Tech. Caden Sherrick also, even though he was on the bench, he got 19 minutes in this one. But Gufara had 5 points, 2 of 9 shooting, 6 rebounds, 24 minutes. Sherrick, 4 points, 1 of 3 shooting, 2 of 2 at the line, 5 rebounds in 19 minutes. And, they weren't able to stop Wake in the paint from dominating the game. Jake LaRavia led the Demon Deacons with 15 points. So, it was a It was a big run for Wake Forest, and it just on the one hand, not able to get stops for Virginia, and on the other hand, able to get baskets. It's amazing this game was as close as it was. Frustrating thing again, Virginia, the game plan on Alondis Williams. When I broke it down ahead of the game on Friday, Williams can score in almost every conceivable way. He's a transition scorer. He can score in the post ups, which he did a few times eventually yesterday. Offensive rebounds, he got a couple of those and put the ball back in the hoop. But he can score on pick and rolls as the ball handler. ISOs, I got a few ISOs opportunities last night. But for the long stretch, I mentioned he had 4 points on 1 of 6 shooting, 2 assists, 7 turnovers inside of 8 minutes to go. And then Williams started imposing his will. I would call it bully ball, and I don't mean that in a negative way. He just decided, hey, my team needs me. I need to do something. And he had a great assist on that 3-pointer by Musius. Ended up with 4 assists on the game. And you can't take away the off shooting night. You can't take away all the turnovers. But when his team needed him, he scored 10 points in the final 7-11, had 2 assists. He did have the 1 turnover in the last 7-11, but it wasn't pretty, but it was effective. And his coach, Steve Forbes, said Alondis just willed the one ball in. He had 2 offensive rebounds, the 2 misses in the last 7 minutes. He missed a shot, got the rebound, missed another shot, and then eventually put it back in. So going back to Forbes, and I think he got 3 offensive rebounds in the one possession. He just kept going back at it. Tony Bennett said, I thought for the most part, we played pretty hard defensively, but they made some plays down the stretch. And oftentimes games come down to whether you can make a play on either offense or defense. And Wake Forest was able to do that. Of the points in that run, that 23-8 run, 8 of them were second chance points, 6 of them alone by Alondis Williams. And very frustrating for Virginia to, have your game plan executed so well. You play Alondis Williams so well. You get the ball to the rim 26 times. That's 7 more than your season average. And you just don't finish those shots. Credit to Wake Forest. Wake Forest gets the win. And Virginia now sits at 4-3 in ACC play and 10-7 overall. And this is going to be a tough one. I mean, this is a team that, the writing appears to be on the wall. If you're a Virginia fan, you've probably been thinking this for a while, dating back to the season opener, the loss to Navy at home. You go on the road and lose at JMU. It's been that kind of season for Virginia. This is a team that's not going to make the NCAA tournament unless they win the ACC tournament. And there's a stretch of games coming up that could be very winnable. You go on the road next week, and on the road in the ACC is a tough out no matter how good your team is. And this Virginia team being up and down, you go to Pitt on Wednesday, you go to NC State on Saturday, but then you have Louisville at home. Louisville struggling right now. Go to Notre Dame, a couple of home ones with Boston College and Miami. I mean, there's some winnable games there. You could be, what would that be? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 6 games. You could be anywhere from obvious best case scenario would be 10-3. I think that's not very likely, but you could be anywhere from, legitimately with this loss now 8-5, I think is a legitimate possibility, but you could be under 500 going to Duke on February 7th on a Monday night. It's a tough stretch. Got to win some games here if you're a UVA fan. So the next one is Wednesday night at Pitt, a team that Virginia beat on a last-second shot by Jaden Gardner back in December. We'll get you ready for that one. We'll have my usual pregame breakdown of the Pitt roster, the matchups. It's a little easier this time, right, because we've seen the game between these two. But we'll have that on – I'm looking at that on Monday as I'm looking literally outside my window here at snow falling. And this is what I'm looking at. I'm recording this just before 2 o'clock on Sunday. That for me, this is still the light stuff compared to what we're supposed to get. My part of Virginia, Western Virginia, we may get a foot of snow today. If you're listening in Central Virginia, which would, Piedmont area, Charlottesville, maybe, 4 to 6 inches, and Richmond, maybe just an inch or two. And hopefully for you guys, turning to rain, not ice. If you are, no matter where you are in Virginia, it's Hunker down, be careful, be safe. Hopefully just stay in. There's a lot of football on today. Three wild card weekend days, or games, I should say. There's plenty of stuff on Netflix as long as all of our power stays on this time through. Be safe, be careful. Hopefully you don't have to go anywhere today, and that would be great. Thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again soon.